بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who by his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman, take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman and on the day of Qiyamah resurrect us with perfect Iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the beloved ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved friends, elders, Allahu Akbar, we've come in this world not to live. We've come in this world to die. Less fortunately, the effort that we are all making is the effort to live. And the effort that we are forgetting is the effort to die. A rich man will die, a poor man will die, a healthy man will die, a sickly man will die. But if he dies without Iman, what are the consequences? And if he dies with Iman, what is it? That's real life. Everlasting life. No money can buy it. No intelligence can scheme it. No advocate will be of any help. What are we doing to prepare for that life? Allah is such a Allah, my beloved brothers. He knows in a good act there could be a bad intention. And in fact, a good act done with a bad intention is worse than a bad act. Allah knows that. I'm sitting here. Allah knows what's in my heart. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah, Nabi alayhi salam only said, if there's a piece of flesh that is correct, the whole body is correct. And if that piece of flesh is wrong, the entire body is wrong. That he said, it's the heart. We're here, qalb. That, my beloved brothers, that Allahu Akbar, imagine that piece of heart. In whose heart there's Rahman, that is Allah. From every part of body there's Raham, there's mercy, there's goodness, there's kindness. From his hands people are assisted. From his eyes every woman is saved. From his ears, Allahu Akbar, like a siphoner, not to hear anything bad about anybody. Only to hear good. From his mind there's only thoughts of helping people, assisting people, looking after people, thinking good of people. From his legs, there's only movement towards good. And that same heart, if there's shaitan, from every part of the body is what? Zulam, oppression. Nobody is safe from those eyes. Allahu Akbar, there are people, imagine what a one man can desire to kill an entire nation. One man can desire to make the whole of the world sick. Just this incorrect shaitan coming in that heart. How many people have killed so many just to have a comfortable life on this earth? There's no end to this desire. Allahu Akbar, how did, through a good act, a bad intention? On one day, one of our elders said so beautifully, he said, there are four types of people in this world. One is absolutely brilliant. He sacrifices this world to make his hereafter. Then they say, there's one absolutely foolish. He sacrifices the hereafter to make this world. Then they say there's a third one like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Dilano, who sacrifice his dunya to make the whole of mankind's akhirat. In fact, he used to say, how I wish I was as big as Jahannam so only I could fit in and nobody else. Then they say, Allahu Akbar, not foolish, the most foolish is who? Who sacrifices his akhirat to make the dunya of somebody else. This heart of ours, imagine everything controlled by this heart. Allah has kept the place of kalima, this heart. The recognition of Allah is this heart. These eyes can see the outside, this eye can see the inside. That I can recognize who's my Rabb. Allah is such a creator, besides whom nobody creates. Such a giver, besides whom nobody gives. Such a maker, besides whom nobody makes. Such a sustainer besides whom nobody sustains. Such a provider besides whom nobody provides. By the qasam of Allah, what we got is not ours. That's the greatest deception to life. Allahu Akbar, a janaza of somebody was going. They asked, whose janaza is this? He said, the biggest liar. He said, don't ever say that. How can you say that? He said, yesterday the man said, this is my property. This is my property. This is my property. Today, whose is it? Who's it? I say, it's a bit hard to say it, but it's the truth, my beloved. He said, actually, in this world, we just like rented donkeys, carrying a load, the trust on this earth, and in the year after, the answerability.
Our rozi got nothing to do with this. Where's our rozi? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَدُونَ. Allah says your risk comes directly from the sky. It's got nothing to do with what you own. That you just, it's just in your trust. It's a deception to the eye. This faith to come in. By the qasam of Allah, degree can't provide. Job can't provide. Shop can't provide. A rich husband can't provide. A good politician is not going to benefit you in your risk. Risk is written from Allah. How many human beings there were who Allah Ta'ala gave not much, so much. And then Allah created a fear. I just want to ask one question, you answer it. Huh? Who fears poverty more, the rich or the poor? The rich. How can't it be? That's the faith in the heart. The fear to lose is greater than the fear to gain. And this world is beautiful, man. Allahu Akbar. Allah's got it. When I mean beautiful, inverted commas, how Allah has made it. What's easier, to go up or to come down? What'd you say? You know, you're a chartered accountant. What'd you say? Never. Only to walk up and down, that one is easier. When you get rich and become poor, how hard that is. And when you become the president and you become a pauper after that, how hard that is. Huh? Allahu Akbar, the world is... They say this dunya, doke ka gar, machar ka par, makri ka jala, ghamo ka gar. When you get young and you reach your peak and after that you have to fall down. You know, we were in the lion park, I mean the Kruger National Park. Now we know what we know about animals. So we came from Nigeria, we were in Jamaat Day in Nigeria. So next thing we're moving on a car, we check the lion right next to like my window, you know. Hey, me, I thought what a buzruk I am. Because some the lion is coming to greet me. We heard of the buzruks. So my friend next to me started laughing. So I asked him, why are you laughing? He said, you know what? This is an old lion who the pack has kicked out. Huh? He said, even woman got two youths. I know women are listening, but what? Two youths. One when you marry her, and one when her children get young. He said, when you get older, then in your own house, you look like a left out. How can we bring faith on anyone? Our faith is only Allah. Our friend is only Allah. Our hope is only Allah. Our dependence is only Allah. Our reliance is only Allah. Allahu Akbar. Today you can please this one. You can please this one. You can please this one. By the qasam of Allah, one day that person will get displeased with you. But please Allah. Allah will be there for you when nobody is there. Allah is there for you when everybody is there. Allah is there for you in riches. Allah is there for you in poverty. Allah is there for you. Allahu Akbar, when you're sick, Allah is there for you. There's no friend like Allah. And that same Allah says in the Quran, Fafirru ila Allah, run towards that Allah. Run towards that Allah. Who's that Allah? Allahu Akbar, my beloved. Allah doesn't need money. Allah doesn't need a shop. Allah doesn't need brains. Allah needs this heart to say, my Allah, Allahu Akbar. Who's made Allah his friend needs nobody. Who's made everybody his friend and doesn't got Allah, hasn't got nobody. Huh? How did yakin can come into us? Forget the dunya, the akhirah, tomorrow we're going to die. Huh? Who's going to come with us? Did you see the most so-called beloved ever say, I'm going with my husband or I'm going with my wife? Who's going? Allahu Akbar. Sikandar was the, amongst the richest that ever existed on the face of this earth was Sikandar. Huh? And when he was about to die, he told his mother, please take my hands and put it out of the coffin. So the mother asked, why my son? He says, so Sikandar can also show the world that I came with nothing and will be living with nothing. Allah has sent us for that one. There was no sahabi by the qasam of Allah that worried about this dunya. Their worry was only to die. Sahaba's nature was when they saw the morning, they didn't expect the evening. They say, who makes this world his objective? Allah fills his heart with the never-ending fear of poverty. It goes on to that, tak, 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 tak. Never-ending fear of poverty. And grants an occupation that leaves absolutely no spare time. A neediness that will never end. And a poverty till the end. And what's meant?
by the custom of Allah. That means when I say what's meant is what we ate, what we wore, and what we sent ahead. Nobody can get an atom of a rand or a cent more than that. And it is said for that person who makes the hereafter his objective, who makes akhirat his objective, the goal and the place where he's going forever. Allahu Akbar, it is said the first thing Allah blesses that heart is with riches. A rich heart, a content heart. Allahu Akbar, who's the richest of men? Who's got a content heart? That heart is rich. And then more than that, Allahu Akbar, an occupation that leaves him ample spare time for the communication and the love of Allah. Huh? Today, my beloved brothers, our masjid, what is up, down, kiss the ground, go to town, quickly, quickly. Allah, masjids are locked from namaz to namaz, how is it possible? Sahaba, Usman radiallahu anhu, the entire night in two rakat salah, the whole Quran. Where? I was the other day in one place in Stenger, young boy in Ittikaf, in the last 10 days made a khatam of the Quran every day. Where that can come? Huh? People like, I just finished one para, we're like, hey, done and dusted, gone. Where is that? The reading of the Quran is the pure sign of the love of Allah. Allah doesn't give that tawfiq to everybody. Huh? I ask the man what you did. Allah forgive, look, I'm not against phones and that. You might even start ringing now in front of you. I'm just saying. Huh? Allahu Akbar. Ask a person, those apples or what, I don't know, they tell you the average hours a man's time went on the phone. 3 hours on the phone per day. Making ghibat or reading ghibat. Things that don't concern us. Hi, like one of our elders said very nicely. I'll say it in Urdu, then I'll translate it. He said, "Jab mujhe chalna nahi aaya, log girne nahi dete. Jab chalna aa gaya, ab to log girne ki koshish mein lage." He said, "When I couldn't walk, people wouldn't allow me to fall. Now that I can't walk, everybody's in the effort to make me fall." Then he said, Allahu Akbar, jab kisi ke paas ghadi nahi thi, sab ke paas waqt tha. When nobody had a watch, everybody had time. Let's go and visit that poor uncle. My uncle is in a poor area. Let's go and visit him. That auntie is sick. Let's go there. This person is something. He's not coming to masjid. Let's go and visit him. This is the thing. Allah, in the old days, Allahu Akbar, I was in one town. Allahu Akbar, a man needed money. The man said, take it now. Whenever you get a chance, pay it back. You think it can happen now easily? What happened? Then he said something even nicer. Allahu Akbar. He said, jab main aur mera bhai bacche the, rozana 20 dafa ladta tha, magar sone se pehle gali milakar so jata tha. When me and my brother were children, we fought 20 times a day, but before sleeping at night, we hugged each other and slept. Ab to ek dafa ladta hu aur 20 saal tak baat nahi karta hu. Now we fight once and for 20 years we don't talk to each other. Is that deen? Can that namaz be accepted? Can that zikr be accepted? Can that tilawat be accepted? A man who doesn't talk to his brother? What deen are we following? That deen kalima demands that Allahu Akbar, a mother must have mercy. Otherwise it can't be deen. Kalima demands that a child has to be obedient. Otherwise it can't be deen. Kalima demands that a father can never be an oppressor. Otherwise it can't be deen. Kalima demands a good tongue. Kalima demands a good heart. Kalima demands a neighbor to be a neighbor. Where did deen comes from? It comes from kalima. Imagine sahaba were who fought, who ate carrion, who only on the door or the cow eating on the other side. Or grazing on somebody else's land. They fought for 10 generations. And when kalima came into them, imagine at the time of the throes of death, in the throes of death, there's a groan from somebody else. The person bring the water. The person in the throw of death directs him to the other person. What was that? One goat's head goes to 7 homes until it comes to the original owner. What was that? That is kalima. Kalima is not only for the akhirat. The first benefit of kalima is in this dunya. Allah has promised, Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma innal qulub. The one who remembers Allah, how can he
Allahu Akbar. Peace and contentment of heart is in this kalima. But a kalima that is alive, not dead. Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, in the first battle in one place in Egypt, not the first, in the battle of Egypt, in one of the places of Egypt, Allahu Akbar, they say, kalima demands something that we don't like. I'll illustrate it to you in what way. He said he was lying down, fast asleep. And what did the kafir tempt them with? They sent a gold, ruby, diamond-studded donkey into the ranks of the Muslim. This diamond came right in front of Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu. What you think was his reaction? He burst into laughter and he said, these kafir want to test us with this. He kicked that donkey back into the ranks of the kuffar. The bishop came back. The bishop looked at the Muslims and he looked at the donkey. He looked at the Muslims and he looked at the donkey. And he said, by the qasam of Allah, these are not those people who can be tempted by this dunya. They say in the next battle, for 1.5 months they couldn't conquer. They couldn't enter the fort. They say one day, Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu, it is said about him, he was a thin sahabi. They say, in Urdu, he says, sounds nice, you know. He say, ek din thora josh mein aagya. He say, one day he came into a little, how would you call it, zeal or enthusiasm. He say, kipti log, tune kalma ki taqat ko nahi dekha. Oh, people of Kipti, you haven't seen the strength of kalima. He say, all he said, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, took his finger and pointed to the fort. They say, by the qasam of Allah, the wall of the entire fort was in smotherings. That was kalima. Where is our kalima? Huh? The other day I was in Cape Town, I gave a heavy talk on Iman. Then a puppy came and just, whoa, whoa. So I jumped. The Buddha told me, I know most of you don't understand Afrikaans. He say, Buddha Sulaiman, where's your kalima now? That's our condition. How is this kalima by the custom of Allah? It's easy to read it. It's easy to memorize it. It's easy to memorize the Quran. But to get this kalima from tongue into heart. Nobody till death knows. We forgot that. We're looking at somebody else. We're worried about somebody else. We're worried about this condition in that country. The one who thinks others are munafiqs might be the first one who is a munafiq. What we think is significant might not be significant in the eyes of Allah. What right have we got to judge anybody? What is going to be our condition? Imagine Nabi alayhi salam, the greatest of all mankind. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ma'isha radiallahu anha says, oh Nabi Allah, you're making dua, Allah give me an easy reckoning. You, on whom Allah has said, even if you had sin, and wallahu yakin is Nabi alayhi salam, never ever. They say sin didn't come close to a Nabi. How could sin come close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Nabi alayhi salam is making dua, Allah give me an easy reckoning. Aisha radiallahu anha says, you've been promised Jannat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahu Akbar, oh Aisha, I also can go to Jannat only by the mercy of Allah. Where are we? What are we making an effort for? Wallah, we are preparing for death without a doubt, but walking backwards towards our graves. Is my son alright? Is my daughter alright? Are my children alright? And the next thing, we gone, worried about them. Are they going to worry about us? Time is short, my beloved brothers. Wallah, this is Jummah. Ramzan is gone. The Musalli is also left. Are we one of them? Is our rosy with a shop or a job? Or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the thing to draw your sustenance is salah, 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 salah. Who made fajr salat with jamaat? He's in the care of Allah by the qasam of Allah. And a man who didn't make it is out of the care of Allah. Even if he earned a billion on that day, he lost a zillion. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you miss your one salah, it's worse than losing all your family, property, possession. Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a liar wa na'uzu billah? Is his word not true? That rand means something, that pound means something. Have we lowered ourselves to that of animalism? Exactly like a cat behind a bone, or a cat behind the mice, and a dog behind the bone, and the rest of us behind rosy, which dictates the terms of our life and akhirat. Where's our heart not attached to the masjid? A mu'min is one like a fish in water in the masjid. And for a mu'min out of the masjid is like fish out of water. Where's our heart? Beloved friends, what this Al-An said so beautifully, who wants the love of Allah, show a disinclination to this dunya. Who wants the love of people, do not desire what people got. If you decline the world, Allah will love you.
If you don't desire what people got, people will love you. The dunya is ours. The akhirat is ours. There's nothing. We should not even look at what the kafir got. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is their jannat, but this is our prison. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. When we put our hands on their jannat, this was our first mistake. When we forgot to take them to jannat, this is our second mistake. Our job, what? One is for us to make jannat our house. The second, to take people to jannat, is our job. And the third one is now we put our hands on their jannat. So they also pareshan in anxiety, and we are also in pareshan and anxiety. Every hiding that we got in this world is when we made their jannat our jannat. And forget, if we forget our jannat, brothers, Allah don't need anybody. Allah's deen is independent. Allah is independent. I know it's Jummah. If we take our heart away from Allah's deen, Allah needs nobody. I came from a town where I grew up in Rudrapur. The man bought the house. It was from Hindu. In that house, three people accept Islam. Across the road, where you used to hear the azan, in that house, five people accepted Islam. Allah needs me and you? Make our heart up. We need Allah. We need the deen of Allah. We need to do the work of Allah. And by the custom of Allah, this dunya will be beautiful. And the akhirat will be desired. My friend passed away. Many of them know him in Cape Town. He passed away in Salah in the month of Ramadan. In Namaz in the month of Ramadan. His son had a dream. We don't believe in dreams, but his own son saw his father. He asked his father, how are you? His father said, Allah gave me a place my heart could not desire. And Allah gave me a place my mind could not imagine. And then he said, my son, if you also want it, then do what I did. Which one we want? Allah make it easy. Keep us with iman. Let's all make tawbah to Allah. We all are sinners. It's not, wallah, nobody knows. You make dua for us. We make dua for you. Wallah, make the decision in our life. Ya Allah, from today, if I want to love you, I want to love the way you want. So you're happy with me here. Yeah. I want to do what you want me to do. So my dunya becomes beautiful. And my akhirat becomes beautiful. Wa akhirat, alhamdulillah.